Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December 10th, 2014. Israeli soldiers kill a Palestinian official and settlers attack Palestinians on their way to war. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The head of the Palestinian Authority Committee against the Separation Wall and Settlements has died after being assaulted by Israeli soldiers in the village near Ramallah. 55-year-old Ziad Abu Ain died after an Israeli soldier beat him on the chest with his helmet in the village of Turmus Aya, director of the committee's information center Jamil Al-Barghouthi told local news. Mr. Abu Ain also reportedly suffered severe tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers fired canisters in the area. A Palestinian security source told AFP that Israeli forces beat Abu Ain with the butts of their rifles and their helmets during a protest march, upon which he lost consciousness and was taken to Ramallah Public Hospital, where he later pronounced dead. Medical sources said that Abu Ain lost consciousness and that his heart stopped after being beaten by Israeli soldiers and inhaling tear gas. Abu Ain was taking part in a tree planting project in an area of the village threatened with confiscation by the Israeli military. In other news, several Israeli military jeeps invaded on Wednesday at dawn a number of communities in the southern West Bank district of Hebron and the West Bank district of Bethlehem and kidnapped 9 Palestinians. In East Jerusalem, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded various neighborhoods and kidnapped 12 Palestinians, including one woman, after breaking into their homes and searching them. Moreover, Israeli settlers continued to launch attacks against Palestinians and their property across the West Bank and Jerusalem on Wednesday, according to local sources. Israeli settlers attacked a number of Palestinian workers while they were present at the eastern entrance of the village of Marah Rabah to the south of Bethlehem. The workers were on their way to their place of employment at a nearby marble and stone factory. The workers escaped as the settlers chased them down into a nearby olive field. Villagers say settlers' assaults have increased during recent months and that such assaults are in most cases protected by the Israeli army. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 10th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Badnoura.